Gary, many thanks for joining us on Highland Radio as we reflect on what's been a great season for Strabán Athletic, getting promoted from the Player Fit Intermediate League, and it was the first time competing at that level for the club. You've got promotion, so the second here next season in the Irish League. So as you reflect on it, a season to remember.
Yeah, Chris, it's been an amazing season, to be honest with you. The past couple of years has been a real high for the club. I suppose we've done back-to-back promotions now. Getting into the league this year, we were probably seen by many maybe as favourites to go down, just because we were the newcomers. But we knew ourselves with the squad that we had that we would definitely give it a good go.
And as the season went on, you really gained momentum. Finishing up, I think your last game of the season, you had to come from behind, but there was a big, big crowd at the Melbourne Arena, and certainly you've captured the imagination of the local public.
Yeah, to be honest with you, there's a fantastic fan base up there who travel everywhere with us away games as well. Like we would even have big crowds at the away games with a great following. And then Friday night, there was a huge crowd in Melbourne, which really helped the team to get over the line.
Well, it's a big town, so great to have that support. Tell us a little bit about the squad there at the moment. There's a few Donegal faces apart from yourself.
Yeah, there's seven of us all together. There's a good Donegal connection there too. And even in the backroom team as well, you'd have Wasser McGowan in there, another Donegal man. And then I suppose our former manager too, Raymond Foyes, was a Donegal man also.
So plenty of Donegal connections. And, you know, as we look to next season, you'll be in the second tier in the north. You've Finn Harps in the second tier in the south. We've got Coghill, Celtic, Bonagie, Letterkenny going into a new third tier. Limavady have got up to the Premier. Then there's the likes of Institute, Ballina Mallard. There's going to be a lot of competition out there for players in the northwest.
Oh, absolutely. Like it's probably great to see, because there's never been a better opportunity for young players to maybe play at a senior level now. But there have been loads of clubs playing at the senior level now. So it's great to see, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, you know what it's like having been with Finn Harps. I suppose one of the biggest disadvantages is the amount of travel. But when you're playing in the Irish League, what, a couple of hours is the longest away trip. And that certainly will be a factor when people are sitting down and thinking maybe where they're going to play.
Yeah, it could play a big part, to be honest with you. The furthest travel we would do would be maybe two and a half hours. While I suppose in the League of Ireland, you could be going to Cork, and Wexford and places like that there, which is a hell of a lot of a distance to go. Like, so I suppose it does have its advantages too.
Now, looking at the season, your own game, you played the majority of league games. At what stage of the season did you feel that you were going to be really in contention for promotion and that it could become a reality?
Well, I suppose the second half of the season, it was nearly January before the league properly got going, because there was a lot of cup competitions right up to Christmas. And then just as we got going, then it's very close. Like if you look at the league table, from maybe right down to the ninth team up, it's very, very close point wise. And we put a lot of, I think it was six or seven games, ones together, and that really put us in contention. And then we were sitting with maybe four games to go, and we only needed maybe 4 points out of it, but we drew a couple of games where we came from behind. But the games we probably would have went into expecting to win. But again, every team is very close in that their league. It's a really physical league. So you really have to work for your to get your one. And to be honest with you, we drew three games in a row, and we needed them 3 points. So then it nearly went down to the last game where a point would have got us promotion, but I suppose the what they say, you don't go into a game playing for a draw, you have to go for the one. And we went 1-0 down early in the game, we were 1-0 down at half time. But then we came out the second half and we really got it together and we got three quick goals.
Yeah, and as you touched on earlier, you know, the club has been really gaining momentum over the last couple of seasons. 24-25, you won a historic treble, the Intermediate League, the O'Gorman Cup and the Crawford Cup. And there's been a few ups and downs. There's always a couple of hiccups. Luke McGeehan, your captain, he had a bad injury during the season. So a little bit of a change of personnel to who was going to wear the armband.
Yeah, that's right. Luke has been unbelievable for us over the years. Someone who really led by example and led the team well. He was so unfortunate to get an injury where kind of put the end to the year for him. But then we have players in there like Liam McMenamin, who's really experienced. You have Arno Hagen in there. You have a lot of experienced heads in there who was able to kind of take it over from him then and keep the standards and push the standards on more as well.
And of course, Mo Mahon taking over the managerial reins, and no doubt he sort of put his own slant on things, his own style of things. He's great experience in the Northwest, and when you put together all the parts of the jigsaw, it's really been a great team performance.
Yeah, it has. Mo came in, and Mo's really a cool customer, so he is. He's really relaxed. Obviously, he has a side to him too, where if you're lax or anything, he'll soon let you know. But Mo gives you the freedom just to go and play. He just wants you to go out and express yourself every game. And to be honest, he's really pushed things on and just it's been really, really enjoyable to play under.
Yeah. So next season, you're in the Irish League Championship. So the likes of Institute, a little bit to the north for one derby game, Ballinamallard down in Fermanagh, there'll be great interest in those games. At this stage, do you know, or is there a sense that most of the squad will be there again for next season?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's up to Mo to decide that, but I would say the majority of the squad could be there. But again, I'm not sure on that there, but there's a lot of quality players in there. And to be honest with you, there's a really good mix in there. There's no egos. There's a real togetherness in that squad, and I think that's what got us over the line, that togetherness.
And just on your own game, it's a while since you were up at Finn Park, so how has this season gone for you on a personal level?
Yeah, personally, I'm happy with my season. Towards the end there, I really got going. I think I finished the season with 16 goals, so I was happy enough with that tally. Obviously, you always want to do better every year, so if I could repeat that next year, I would be happy enough.
And Gary, you finished the season on a real high because during the week, you were in the Northwest Senior Cup final against near rivals Limavady, and you came out on top.
Yeah, to be honest with you, This was a final that was meant to be played back in January, but it was called off with the weather, so it was actually kind of put back a good bit. So it went ahead then Tuesday night, and we beat them 3-2. And we knew it was going to be a great test, especially with Limavady winning the championship this year. So it ended up that they actually put out a full-strength team, and it was a great experience to play against them, and we were delighted to come out with the victory.
And finally, it's another step up next year, but sometimes the team, as you did this year, you know, when you go in and things have been going well the previous season, you'll have the hunger to stay up at that level. It won't be easy, but no doubt you'll go in the right frame of mind.
Yeah, definitely. It's all new territory to us. We'll go in and give everything. Obviously, you want to finish as high as you possibly can, but at the same time, you have to be realistic as well. But with the squad that we have, we're definitely more than capable of competing in that league. I suppose time will tell. There'll be a lot of, as you say, derby matches on there too. So, but look, that's where you want to. This is where we want to be. They're the games you want to be involved in. So, really looking forward now to next year.